Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Dave Ennett's WGN Radio sports director. I wanted to read you some of the texts we got about the
ESPN. Can I tell you one thing, John, first?
Please, Steve.
I'm sorry to interrupt that. They were SpaceX satellites, apparently.
Really?
Flying. There were big calls of seeing them in Europe. And then I'm reading a story out of Oregon as well. Several satellite tracking websites show part of the SpaceX network of satellites would have been visible in the area at the time. They were apparently traveling in a single line.
Oh, how cool is that? That's not why they do that. So SpaceX satellites. And do we normally see SpaceX satellites? What were these SpaceX satellites doing?
It says they're part of a planned worldwide internet service. I don't know. I don't know that it seems to be atypical if there are a bunch of stories about it. But
my understanding about satellites, and I got a C in physics in high school. That was Mr. Kleck's class, by the way. Is that you don't need a satellite to be right next to another satellite. You need them to sort of spread out and span the globe.
Well, maybe it was a caravan to where they each go to their individual destination.
Frankly, I think the satellites should be socially distancing, too, and I'm outraged. So I looked at the nighttime sky, and I said, hey, nobody's going to get well if you keep that up. I kind of went all Rokon there, didn't I? Dave Ennett, I wanted to read to you some of the texts from our listeners about that ESPN docuseries, Last Dance. Hey, John, remember James Jordan, Michael's dad, who appears a lot in the first two episodes, was only 5'6" tall. Pretty sure it was just the frustration with Krause. He was an egomaniac. Two different topics there, but you saw a lot of James Jordan, and I think personally that's the first time I've ever seen James Jordan talk. You know, heard about his dad, and you know his dad died tragically, strangely, but I never laid eyes on the man. That's not what I thought he'd look like. He looks like Michael, doesn't he?
He does. And I had a chance to talk to him a little bit, I think, it was probably the finals in Phoenix against the Suns. And I actually think he was on a flight coming back to Chicago with us after one of the games out there. And very nice man. I don't remember his stature, to be honest with you.
Right.
I can't vouch for the 5'6".
John, did you notice how red Michael Jordan's eyes are as an older man? The next text. Did anybody notice how from the beginning his eyes were so bloodshot? I did not notice that. Obviously, Michael's put on some weight, but other than that, he still looks great. He's Michael Jordan. 708 said Jerry Krause wanted to prove that organizations win championships, not players. You know, they spent some time, I'll finish this text, and Jerry Reinsdorf agrees with this philosophy. It's the reason to this day the free agents and other great players do not come to Chicago. They actually took some time to talk about that famous quote, and Krause says that he was misquoted, that he said that organizations, it's not just organizations that win championships. There was a word missing. It's not
there was a word and.
And or just or. His point was that it's not just the front office, it's the front office and the players working together. I don't know if that point changes things much because Michael Jordan said everybody is important, but the players are the most important. And you can't argue that point. If Krause thinks that they're all the same, he's wrong. You have to assemble a team, yes, but the players win or lose the games. It's always going to be that way. And Krause felt like he's never been fairly represented that way. I don't know that he fixed that problem for himself on that show last night. The other thing that was just kind of frustrating to me in hindsight, Dave, and you follow sports, I don't, is did the team really have to go through all of that drama in the sixth year? Was there no chance for a seventh? Did you guys that follow sports at the time think that Reinsdorf and Krause were mishandling the players or the opportunity in front of them?
No. I mean, I think if you look at it, no, granted they had injuries and there was some age creeping in. And, you know, I think you don't want to make moves too late, I think was their thinking. But I don't know that had you kept that team intact, that you would have gone into the 1998-99 season and said, well, they got no shot. I mean, sure didn't look that way to me. And I understand the idea that you want to be proactive. But on the other hand, these kinds of teams don't come along.
Well, don't we know that?
Right?
Don't we know that?
Well, not just Chicago, but I mean, look in the history of sports. I mean, to win 6 championships in a span of 8 years, why could they have not won a 7th in 9 years?
Yeah.
I mean, no one's ever fully explained that. But they had their philosophy, and they went with that. And I think that's always going to leave some people wondering, would it have tarnished? What if they'd come back the following year and had not won? Would it in any way have tarnished what they accomplished? I don't think so.
I think that's an interesting
conversation. The Blackhawks haven't won a Stanley Cup since 2015, but...
No, but I want to introduce this thought to you, Dave, and that is there's something pure about the management saying, we won the 6, close the book, rather than, didn't you hate to see Willie Mays play past his prime? Don't you hate to see teams slowly get worse year after year? We didn't have to go through that with the Bulls. They won that last championship, and then they said, okay, game over, and now we're going to try it with some other players a different way. There is something that I think preserves how pristine that memory is of those Bulls, because we didn't watch them get crappy. Not that team. You know, it was a different team after that.
Look, that's what they were thinking, I guess, but why couldn't you have gone for it one more time?
I remember this too, John,
that they had a year in there where Michael Jordan did not play, that 93-94 season, and came back at the end of 95 and played in 17 games. There's 2 years right there where perhaps you could have been looking at not just a pair of three-peats, but you could have been going for a 9-peat there in 99.
Yeah, don't even say that. Okay, it's 11:44. I'm going to do my Mega Monday morning quiz here in just a second, Dave, but let's just take a quick break. And if you want to call in and tell me, what was the one little thing that you saw that you made you snap your fingers and go, oh, look at that. 2 for me are, one was Ray Clay announcing your Chicago Bulls. That was just kind of cool. I'm glad that Ray Clay got some camera time. And also the moment in one of the playoff games where Jordan hit a shot. I remember this game. I remember this shot. And I remember the shrug. And then he turned running down the court the other way. And he sort of threw his hands up in the air like, even I can't believe how good
I am.
The
night he was hitting all the threes against Portland.
Oh, my gosh.
I was at that game.
Oh, were you?
I remember. I mean, everyone in that would have been the United Center, and everybody in there saw it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, it wasn't just a casual, nuance.
Right.
And it wasn't even
one of those, like, hold your three up in the air, like, aren't I great?
It was sort of like,
I can't understand this either. I literally can't miss tonight. Yeah. Even he was amazed at himself. Okay, 312-981-7200 if there's something you saw and you want to chime in. Also,
I got a couple for you, too.
Okay, we'll do that after this. Thank you for texting in, 312-981-7200. The quote, John, was, players don't win championships alone. Krause is famous for having said, players don't win championships. But he said the word alone, it didn't get printed that way. When he later asked the journalist about that, the guy goes, oh, yeah, I should have left the word alone in there, too. And he goes, yeah, it changes everything. But again, I still don't think that even telling us that repairs the sentiment. I don't think Jordan felt that way, and it sounds like he hasn't changed his mind. It's 11:49. Okay, so Dave, our sports director, 2 other things you noticed from the first 2 episodes last night.
Well, one was sort of a trip down memory lane, which a lot of it was, but it was seeing old Chicago Stadium with nobody in the stands during the pre-Jordan era.
Yeah, and the very beginning, too, of his era.
Yeah, and at the very beginning, that's right. And the other was when, on ring night in November of 1997, where they're introducing the players, and I thought just having the camera follow Jordan, it was almost like he was wearing a GoPro, but running out.
Yes. Pass the cheerleaders.
In the spotlight. Yep. Pass the lovables out onto the court to get his ring from David Stern, I thought was a really cool moment, too. Just an angle we never see.
The amount of stock footage like that and the current telling of the story, it's amazing to me that they waited this long to tell this story. I mean, lucky us now, we sure need some new television and we're jonesing for sports. The timing is great, but it's amazing to me that they worked this long, this hard on that much stuff and that they also waited this long. They could have told this story last year, 5 years ago. I guess both points really impressed me, the volume of stuff they had. But I don't know that they worked on this 24/7 since... was it that they were waiting for Jordan and some of those guys to participate in the interviews that kept this thing from getting produced sooner?
It was something that Jordan had signed off on, I think, at the beginning. So,
because they had that video.
Right.
That was another interesting thing, that those cameras were there all along. I guess in the crush of media, you didn't know that one of them was making a documentary, but wow, one of them was making a documentary.
But as they said in the beginning, at the beginning of the 97-98 season, Jordan and the Bulls granted access to the cameras.